Now, a lot of times when people begin to gain confidence and awareness, aware pure intelligence, they've been exposed to a lot of ideas about what that might mean. And so maybe they've even met people who are exhibiting profound powers of benefit by having gained confidence and awareness. And so usually that there are a lot of filters through which they're seeing that person. You know, they're seeing the person and then thinking, oh, you know, that person is, they're a great being, or they're a saint, or, you know, they must not have any bad thoughts or emotions, or they must just have nothing going on in their head, or whatever. Never have a thought, or never have an emotion of any kind, or whatever it might be. So you see, these are just all imposed conceptual frameworks about what's going on with someone. But you see, the radiant confidence of someone who has gained familiarity with awareness does not come from that. It doesn't come from eschewing or setting aside everything. The reason these people have radiant confidence is that they have gained confidence, the indwelling confidence, by resting as all appearances, by leaving all phenomenal appearances unrejected, including all of their astoundingly negative thoughts and emotions. So you see, that's why people who live this way look so great and joyful and happy, because they know no matter how horrible any kind of situation may be within themselves, any thoughts, emotions, whatever it might be, they're free of it. They're completely free of it. So you see, this is what it's all about. And so what you were talking about yesterday is evidence of this, where there are these extreme states, but your commitment is to rest through it all. So you see yourself doing the same things you've done for years, having the same thoughts, having the same emotions, seeing the same magnificent display, but there is a profound change. And that change is that you see the unification of awareness with those appearances, no matter what they are. And this is really where the rubber hits the road, you know. And it comes about usually, for most people, in a very subtle way. So at first you notice a subtle change. Wow, you know, I'm not totally lost in this anymore and distracted by it. The same thing's going on, but there's something totally different. And that is the refining of perception and the immediacy of what's occurring. And so this is where it's at. It's not about changing anything that's going on. I know I say that over and over again, but there's no refinement necessary. Now, there are other people who live all kinds of ways where they refine perceptions in order to make them into better perceptions, or in order to avoid them, or in order to replace them with some other kind of thing. But that's not the kind of refining of perception I'm talking about here. I'm talking about pure perception, where there's no need to avoid, replace, or indulge, where everything is just left as it is. And you know, those who have the capacity to do that are extremely lucky, and that would be all of you. You know, you are extremely lucky, because for some people they can't muster up what it takes to do that. And so always consider yourself extremely fortunate that you can practice this. Extremely fortunate, because I'm sure it's clear to you that there are many people who can't muster up what it takes to. To be disciplined in this way. But you see, the more people who show other people that this is possible, the more courage that'll give others. So that's important too. And you know, once you start to maintain confidence and awareness, there's no other recourse. So you see, once you're able to begin to do this, there's nowhere else to go. There's no other knowledge within pure intelligence to go to. None. It's the ultimate knowledge. When we've spent decades wanting to change ourselves, wanting to change our thoughts, wanting to change our emotions, wanting to change our actions, it can be very humbling to realize that the answer to what we've been seeking is not in changing. Any of these, it can be very, very humbling. That's not the answer. The answer isn't to change. The answer is to maintain awareness. It's in maintaining awareness that the changes come about. So you see, the freedom that you might be seeking in thoughts, emotions, or actions does not come about by trying to change thoughts, emotions, and actions. That's not where complete freedom comes from. It comes from maintaining awareness in the direct encounter with the thoughts, emotions, and actions you've wanted to change. In that maintaining awareness and gaining confidence in awareness and resting as awareness, all deficiencies are mended and qualities are perfected. So you see, if you've been trying to change that, then you've just been going about it in the wrong way. Unless that's the way you want to live your life and just constantly, for your whole life, be committed to trying to change yourself. That is one way to live. But if you want to gain confidence and awareness, then trying to change yourself is totally at odds with the practice. Now, even though initially it might seem very humbling and unsatisfying and even a little terrifying or frightening, the rewards are so great so quickly that great confidence comes about in the practice, because you start to see right away that changes you were trying to make forever, that never were conclusive in any way, and kept re-arising as troublesome within your circumstances, you come to see that all of a sudden these are being resolved, and all you're doing is maintaining awareness without trying to change anything. So you see, the first step is to gain this clarity of pure perception while all these painful thoughts and emotions appear. Just maintain awareness. No need to fool around with the thoughts or emotions themselves. It's awareness that's the key. Awareness is their source, their progenitor, their mainstay. And by gaining confidence and awareness, you gain confidence in the intelligence that is the intelligence of nature itself. And so even though there may be many thoughts and emotions that seem excruciating or like you don't want to live with them at all, just gain confidence and awareness. And you know, someone a couple of days ago raised a question about taking psychiatric medications while resting as awareness. And the person said that there had been a couple of teachers who had told them that it was impossible to gain confidence and awareness while taking psychiatric medications. And I just want to say that those are two people's opinions only, but they certainly are not the opinions of all teachers. And the greatest teachers living have made statements about that and have stated that there are people who would never be able to rest as awareness at all without taking psychiatric medications. Everything is saturated with this native intelligence. So whatever your circumstances are, you see, you just need to get comfortable with whatever they are. Do you see what I'm saying? That's it. And that's just the way it is. And so, I think it was maybe 10 or so years ago, there was an article in Tricycle, the Buddhist magazine, and it was an article on this topic, psychiatric medications. And in the article, they interviewed some of the foremost Buddhist teachers on the face of the earth, and they all said exactly what I'm saying here. So you see, whatever your circumstantial perceptions are, whatever the makeup of your life is, just let it be as it is. Say, well, this is my life. These are my thoughts and emotions. This is the way I act. And maybe I take psychiatric medications, maybe I don't. But whoever I am, I have a right to rest as awareness in the face of my circumstances, whatever they are. And so, just relax and be at ease. Do what works. If you're able to rest as awareness and you need the support of psychiatric medications to do that, either temporarily or for all of your life, go for it. You know, I'll support you completely. And so will any other great freedom teacher. And, you know, if you don't need them or you want to get off them, then that support's available too. It doesn't have to be any one way. Any kind of extreme statement, you can be sure, is misguided. You know, so to say that it's impossible for anyone to realize awareness on psychiatric medications, I don't know where ideas like that come from, but they're very extreme, I will say that. And you know, many of the people who have found great achievement in gaining confidence and awareness had very alternative lifestyles. The great ones that are talked about from throughout time had extremely alternative lifestyles, some of them. So don't think that it has to be any one way or you have to shape yourself into some kind of contrived being or identity. Now, you know, I consider this to be very good news and a great relief. I know in my own life it's felt like tremendous news and a great relief, what I'm saying here. So I hope it is to you too. And like I said, even though at first it might be humbling and not what you expected, and even feel a little unsatisfying in terms of what you had expected. By maintaining awareness, by resting as awareness, very quickly you will have such confidence in it, and you will see that everything you've been looking for is in this simple practice. The very difficult times in resting as awareness, like for most people, that's when there are intense emotional outbreaks or intense physical disease or whatever it might be, and it feels unbearable. It feels totally unbearable. That's when the greatest fruit comes about of resting as awareness. So, you know, traditionally there has been a word called siddhis, which is a Sanskrit word that means powers. And if you go to some countries like India or Tibet or some other countries, spiritual seekers always talk about siddhis and being really interested in siddhis and in wanting siddhis, wanting these powers to come about, these powers of profound benefit. And they always want to know what the tricks are, what the tricks are to have the big cities come about. Well, I'll tell you right now. It's to maintain confidence and awareness when it's unbearable. That's when the cities come about. See, everyone's always looking for a magic wand or some kind of contrived practice to have this come about. But throughout time, you see people, many people who have achieved these cities or powers in long ago days, and who knows, maybe even now, they would put themselves in extremely unbearable situations because they knew that this is how they came about. So they would challenge themselves by putting themselves in horrible situations. Like they'd go to the charnel grounds, the graveyards, the burning grounds where they'd burn the bodies, and they'd just live there and confront themselves with mortality and rotting bodies. Or they'd put themselves in other horrific circumstances just to make their physical being and their emotional being be so circumstantially unbearable that they could gain more and more confidence. But, you know, today we don't really have to do that because things are kind of unbearable anyway. You know, there's worldwide terrorism where everyone's living under the threat of terror every minute. And so, you know, if you want to go to the charnel grounds, just start thinking about international terrorism. And that'll, if you really think about it and think about everything that's going on with it, that'll drum up a lot of fear and discomfort in you. And if you want to be thinking about death all the time, then just do. Treat every moment like it's your last. You know, when you go to bed at night, be sure all your affairs are in order, that no one would have to clean up after you. How many of you are in that boat, where your household is in a state where you could die, they could take you out on the cart in the next 5 minutes and all your affairs would be in order and no one would have to clean up after you? You know, they'd maybe have to hire somebody to come in for a day to move your stuff out of your house or whatever it might be so someone else could live there. And all your papers are in order, your wills and that kind of thing, so none of your heirs have to be bothered with any of that. This is what it means to be able to be of benefit. When you see things so clearly that you know you could go at any minute, so you always make sure to whatever degree is possible that everything's in order. Even if you're living as an itinerant, you know. So this kind of clarity is very practical. And now, traditionally, it is actually stated in the great texts. It says the degree of your extremes of thinking and emotions is equivalent to your degree of realization. So the more extreme your thoughts and emotions and actions have been, the greater your degree of realization, the greater the ability to be of profound benefit. Now this goes against everything we learn. We learn that the people who are accomplished and can be of benefit are just goody two-shoes mostly. You know, they do everything right and they're nice, and then they can be somehow beneficial to other people. And of course there are people like that, and that's wonderful, but this isn't what we're talking about here. We're talking about taking human existence all the way, looking at what we're intended and purposed for, to be a benefit to ourselves and to be a benefit to others, and then taking that all the way. And so when we do take that all the way, it requires that we become able to maintain awareness, to rest as awareness, to rest imperturbably in the direct encounter with unbearable emotional states, other mental states like thoughts, and actions, unexpected actions, whatever those may be. This is how we really see that everything is the experience of this intelligence. This is how we see it in our own direct experience. Not by thinking about it. Might even be a little bit of a feeling once in a while, or maybe a lot. I don't want it this way. You know, I don't want this life. I don't want it the way it is. I don't want whatever's happening to happen. That's just another perception. It's just another point of view. Bam, 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 bam. Rest is awareness. No matter what comes down. And by gaining confidence and awareness in this way, more and more within each perception there will be total purity of perception, totally pure, radiant awareness, lucid awareness, more and more in every phenomenal appearance, as every phenomenal appearance. This is just the way it is. And in this way, gradually, all perceptions are refined,